Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know there's economic trouble when Manhattan rents come down. For the first time in a decade, the median rent for a Manhattan apartment is below $3,000 a month.
It's not so much that people are leaving the city in the pandemic. That's certainly part of it. But there's less demand for Manhattan rental apartments with convenient commutes to Manhattan workplaces.
Nobody is transferring people for jobs into Manhattan. And so we don't see the transientness of how the rental market works. So what's happening is there's more and more inventory.
That's broker Bill Kowalczyk with Warburg Realty. He says high inventory and low demand means plummeting prices.
There's no reason why a landlord ever had to give 2 or 3 months rent to a tenant for a 1 year lease or pay the broker's fee and lower the rent. And that is because there's just too much on the market.
He says a vaccine will turn things around, but companies have found they can operate with at least some employees working remotely, and that may not change, which would certainly keep demand lower for Manhattan rentals. Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds News.